Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started. I'm your host, Tom B. Stone. A lot to unpack today, but first I invite you to call in and join the conversation at 563-999-3754. Again, that's 563-999-3754. You can also feel free to join us in the chat room where I will address comments, questions, and opinions there as well. New show time here every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on Talk 29. To any listeners who are easily offended or have children in close proximity to whatever device you're listening to, remove the little ears from the room, or you could shut my show off, whatever one that suits you. I'll give you a minute. Now, folks, the first topic I'm going to cover may be a bit controversial, but I am not on this radio show to practice political correctness. I'm here to give you the truth. So here it is. 2 days ago, we as a country celebrated Juneteenth, as it was declared a federal holiday in 2021 by President Houseplant Biden, to celebrate the end of slavery. In my opinion, it was a consolation prize, as a full year of civil unrest during the George Floyd riots gave the permission to cause chaos. And here's your consolation prize now that we got your vote. And now that they're in power, here's your consolation prize, Juneteenth. Years and 6 months too late, the first federal holiday declared since 1983 for Martin Luther King Day. This holiday is chronologically inaccurate, and being that there are so many people out there that are college educated, they're absolutely so brainless and forgot fifth grade history. So let me take the time and effort to educate. Emancipation Proclamation was declared by President Lincoln on January 1st, 1866, not June 19th. That's 6.5 months, folks. By the way, the party that freed the slaves, Republican. In contrast, the party that created the KKK and voted against the abolition of slavery, Democrat. There's your U.S. history, folks, so far. Not looking good. In fact, President Houseplant gave a eulogy at the Grand Wizard of the KKK, Robert Byrd's funeral, even calling him a political mentor. The holiday was made up basically for the purpose of trying to pander the black vote, because apparently if you don't vote for Biden, you ain't black. He said it, not me. That's an exact quote. Well, folks, I'm here to also let you in on some events that happened over the celebration weekend of Juneteenth. So let's speak on some of them, shall we? In Los Angeles, California, the filthy butt crack of the United States, teenage wannabe gangsters stormed the McDonald's. There's a shock. Destroying property, scaring the employees, sending them scurrying in fear and running for their lives. Even one of them jumping on the counter and ripping out the cash register whilst destroying the property, breaking windows, and even fighting with some of the employees that were unlucky enough to be out on the floor, and the ones that didn't run there for their lives. So far, so good, right? It caused hundreds of thousands worth of damage. Not a peep from the mainstream media. Not one peep. I wish I had some visuals. If you want to see the visual for yourself, you can look this footage up on YouTube, where some ass clown was recording the whole thing on his cell phone, iPhone camera. A more subtle example of celebration was done by dancing. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say dancing? I meant twerking. Yeah, that's right. I said twerking. Half naked atop a Pizza Hut wing street, also in Los Angeles, in front of a large crowd. That also included children. Nothing says I'm enjoying my black freedom more than that, eh? Let's pull our ass out and twerk atop the Pizza Hut in central Los Angeles. Again, I'm not making this up. It's too stupid to make up. You can also go in, look this up on YouTube, where somebody promptly pulled out their iPhone 1753 or whatever model they're up to now and recorded it, because, you know, that's the definition of Juneteenth. Let's get to more of the tragic examples of the celebration weekend of Black freedom. In Milwaukee, at a Juneteenth festival, turned violent when fights broke out that ended in gun violence, as shots rang out and five teens were shot as people ran for cover. In Chicago, at the end of a Juneteenth celebration, by the way, with the state with the strictest gun laws, did I say that? State with the strictest gun laws left 22 injured and one dead in the Willowbrook suburb of Chicago. In total, mass shooting victims over the celebration of Juneteenth weekend at the time of this broadcast are over 100 injured and 12 dead. No suspects, no outrage, no mainstream media coverage, no protests held in the streets by MAGA Republicans. None of it addressed by the angry Swiffer hairdo lady, poor excuse for a press secretary, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, whatever hell her name is. It was like these things never happened. The media selectively reports tragic news when it involves, sorry to say, but when it involves African Americans getting killed or injured by the white guy or a white cop. When it's in reverse, nothing. Not a peep. Black on black crime? Where's Black Lives Matter? I thought Black Lives Matter so much. We're just expressing our righteous anger because of the violence on black people. No, folks. It's a crock. How much money did Black Lives Matter raise in order to line their own pockets? Did any of that go to the black communities to help clean them up? Nah. Black Lives Matter spent millions upon millions of dollars on mansions, parties, shell companies. Not one dime. And virtual crickets. And the mainstream media conveniently leaves facts out or blatantly makes things up. By the way, this is exactly what Nazi Germany did during World War II. But if these liberal crybabies were educated just a little bit, again, I will reiterate, it's fifth grade level U.S. history. But for the last 4 years, the media has been in lockstep with big tech, such as YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, the old Twitter, Instagram, and Google, by parroting deviant and violent criminal acts such as these. And they justify them. So really, in my opinion, it's media and big tech that should be held accountable for all this violence. And not really the black community. All these folks that are doing this in the streets and causing violence, injuring people, it's not the whole black community. The whole black community should not be at fault, just like the entire police force of the United States should not be considered bad cops. All the teachers in the United States at all our schools should not be considered bad teachers just because there's a few, a certain minority percentage of people that are corrupt and criminal. But I will tell you that big tech and the mainstream media are criminal, every single one of them. There's no such thing as good news these days. Not one. There's no integrity in journalism. You can kiss that goodbye. Matter of fact, you should have kissed it goodbye a long time ago. Let's give you another example, shall we? A big case in point to this is the subway incident that took place about a month and a half ago. Seems to be, forgotten in the wake of, the big evil orange man being indicted and, being indicted for bullshit. Oh, and Pride Month. Al Sharpton and Eric Adams were the biggest dunces of New York City and beyond. Were quick to give eulogies at the funeral of Jordan Neely. That's the quote-unquote victim of being choked to death by former Marine white supremacist Daniel Penny, who simply choked him because he was a black man who was hungry and homeless. Blah, 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 shut up. The young, innocent black man who used to love to entertain tourists as a Michael Jackson impersonator and just loved people. He loved to entertain. He loved to be around people. You conveniently left out the fact that this unhinged, chemically altered psycho proceeded to board a subway, stated he was going to kill everyone on the subway, I'm paraphrasing, and didn't care if he went to prison. You conveniently left out the part where he terrorized New Yorkers for several years, was arrested over 40 times, punched a 67-year-old lady in the face, breaking her eye socket, and even attempted to kidnap a 7-year-old girl. And all thanks to the defund the police state of New York. This drug-addicted mental case was never treated for his quote-unquote mental health or his drug issues or whatever else he was dealing with. He was never punished for any of it. Instead, he just gets a slap on the wrist. A slap on the wrist, patted on the ass, and set free. You do it all over again. Continue to terrorize citizens and New York citizens and break the law, all whilst, you know, entertaining the people of New York by being a Michael Jackson impersonator. Yeah. Yeah. That passes the laugh test. A bystander, oh, by the way, not a white supremacist, as so reported so quickly by the ass clown of the Democratic Party, the village idiot, as I call her, oh, googly-eyed horse face AOC. Bystander Daniel Penny, a former Marine, defused a catastrophic incident by whipping out his cell phone and recording the mental patient that gets on the train and threatens everybody? No, not at all. He assessed the threat and he intervenes and he did what he had to do by restraining the man who just threatened a subway full of people. The police response wasn't so great, and if you watch the video, clearly, Jordan Neely was clearly alive and breathing when Daniel Penny released the chokehold. So that is clear-cut evidence that this man did not get choked to death, as the mainstream media seems to parrot every chance they get. He was not choked because he was black. He was not choked to death. He was not attacked. He was not back-jumped. He was restrained. There was no negligence in this case. It's clear-cut if you have eyes and can see. It is clear-cut that this man, as an American, did what he felt was necessary in order to protect the people that were on that subway, living their everyday lives, trying to get to work, getting home from work, going grocery shopping, whatever they were doing, he stepped in. And I applaud him, because most people in this day and age want to turn the other cheek. Most people in this day and age want to turn on their cell phones. It's not Daniel Penny's fault that this maniac passed away. He didn't get choked to death. At this point, I'm not sure if toxicology reports have been released. Probably not. But I'm really confident, much like George Floyd didn't die from being choked to death or asphyxiated, died due to all the drugs that were in his system. But no, the woke mob has infiltrated the justice system and bowed down, or made the justice system bow down, and forced them to indict a man who, again, didn't whip out a cell phone and record footage for his Instagram in order to acquire clicks or followers or what have you. Patriotic duty as an American to prevent injury and or even death. And whether it was one person or several people, he did what he had to do. In my opinion, it's completely justified. Jordan Neely. You know, I can go with the old cliche, you know, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. I can even go with the cliche of fuck around and find out. Well, my friends, Jordan Neely fucked around for the last time, and unfortunately, he lost his life. To be honest with you, this happens a lot more often than you think, but it's not reported. If this were reversed, unfortunately, if this were reversed, and this was a white man on the train who did the same exact thing as Jordan Neely, and the person playing the part of Daniel Penny was a black man, you would not hear about that. It happens a lot. A lot of things happen and are never reported, simply because things are selectively reported when race fits the narrative of the mainstream media. And for that, folks, to be honest with you, and you may find this cold, but I myself have no sympathy for this clown, Jordan Neely, none. None whatsoever. So I hope and pray that Daniel Penny is exonerated and we could just move on. So just a reminder, folks, that if you are a fan of the content I provided on this broadcast, you can also tune into my colleague's broadcast as well. That's Marcus Cain's, as I see it, every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Go on over, show Marcus a little love, some really, really good topics that he speaks on. Very cool show. But again, that's every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Folks, I will just, you know, tell you that I'm so grateful to have this platform, again, to provide information to you on a weekly basis. There are tools out there. If you, anything in my show that I have said today that you want to go look up, it is on YouTube. You can, if you don't use YouTube, you can go on to Vimeo or Dailymotion. A lot of this stuff is out there. I didn't just make it up. My goal is to inform the American people that happen to be listening, inform the American people of the truth. I will never lie to you. I will provide you with the most accurate information that I have at my disposal on a weekly basis as long as I am on the air doing this. This is what I like to do. There are some weeks that I seem angrier than the one before. It's justified because gone are the days where you used to turn on the TV and see good stuff, reporting of the good news. You don't see that anymore. All you see is sex and violence. And it fits the narrative of the mainstream media having their strings pulled by the tyrannical administration. And if we the people don't start speaking up, it's only going to get worse. I don't know about you folks, but I'd like to leave, after I'm dead and gone, I'd like to leave behind a country that is able to bounce back from the catastrophic state that it's in now. I'd like to be able to leave something to the folks that haven't been born yet. Something good, something pure. I think I speak for a lot of people when I do say that. I do want to thank you for listening to my show this week. I will be back next week, same bat time, same bat channel. Until then, thanks for listening.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.